Wiley's.
Hi, Wiley. Is Marsha there?
No, she's not. Can I take a message?
Yeah, she can be back in the office, you know, later on today or maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
No, is she?
Is she what?
Going to be back in the office today?
Oh, yeah, she should have already been back. She had to go to the Verizon store, and she told me she wouldn't be in there but about 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And I know better when you go in a Verizon store, and ain't no way you can get out in 30 minutes.
Yeah, they keep you in there, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
But, yeah, she'll be back sometime later. Like I said, she should have already been back, but I'm sure she's held up in that store.
Yeah, okay. No problem. Well, I'll leave my, you know, information with you so when she comes back. My name's Danny, and I'm with Cardiff.
Uh-huh.
And that's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank Frank.
Uh-huh.
And my direct line's 858-779-0424.
779-0424, okay.
Yeah, and I was calling about some financing, you know, the company's done through Wells Fargo. Is there, like, an office manager or something like that around I could speak with?
No. You'd need to talk to Marsha.
Okay.
Yeah, she would be the only one handling anything like that.
Okay, no problem. And I have an email for her. It's just wileymachine@earthlink.net.
That's it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll send her a quick note as well. And, yeah, we do equipment financing and working capital. I mean, have you heard of any, you know, projects coming up that they're looking at on the equipment or anything like that?
No, we are pretty much loaded up right now. Equipment.
Okay.
Loaded up with equipment and lacking work.
Oh, really? Has it been pretty tough for you guys?
It's awful slow right now.
Yeah, you know, I'm hearing that a lot. Machine shops, you know, having, they're blaming the election year and the oil. Like, what do you guys think it's going on over there?
It's hard to say. Our business since 9/11 has been several months of more than you can possibly do, and then several months of scratching to keep everybody busy.
That's crazy.
It is, but that's the way it's been since 9/11. Before that, we kept anywhere from 8 to 10 week backlog. But,
oh wow!
You know, we've since 9/11, we've never had more than a 2 week backlog.
Wow, that's crazy. Why do you think that changed after 9/11?
Several of the smaller companies that we did work for that really depended on us to keep them running went out of business.
Oh, wow.
And the smaller companies are, I like them better than I do the big companies.
Yeah.
They're a whole lot more loyal.
Yeah. I know the big companies kind of just, you know, see what they can get. And
yeah, if a guy over here can do it for a nickel cheaper, then he's going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I hear you. Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that, you know. And how do you guys get through these slower times? You just kind of...
We just like, tough it through, do a whole lot of praying.
Yeah, a whole lot of praying, exactly. Okay, well, yeah, I mean, we do working capital as well. And it's for that reason as well. It's like shorter-term loans.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I know you guys have, like, net 30, so if sometimes you guys didn't have the, you know, cash flow to wait for your customers to pay out while getting ready for another job... You know, a lot of people
that,
use that as well.
That kind of hurts.
Mm, no, it does, for sure. And it's really tough on businesses, especially some of them I've heard have like a 90-day, you know, net 90 or whatever. It's just crazy.
And see, that's another thing. We had a couple customers that went up like that onto 90-day pay, and we just quit doing work for them.
Yeah, it's too hard for you guys. I don't understand how they don't understand that, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy. And are they even worth, you know, the extra money, or is it, you guys make any?
We tried increasing what we charged them for every time I would quote something.
Mm-hmm.
And when we tried getting extra money out of them because of the 90-day pay, we started losing jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So we just quit doing the work.
Yeah. So you guys
I'm not going to run these machines and pay these guys to break even.
Exactly. It's not worth your time, you know?
No, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I've heard a lot of, too, is, like, those bigger jobs, you know, when they try and take the leap, you really don't make that margins aren't that great, you know?
Right. Yep.
So, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, we do that working capital. It's also an option, you know, for you guys.
Okay.
As well. So, yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll shoot that, you know, email out there to Marcia, and, you know, when's a good time to touch base with her? And
yep, just do the email and give her a call when you can.
Okay, when's would be a good time from your experience, like later in the day or probably early morning?
She's usually here by 10 o'clock every day.
Okay.
She's usually here until 5 to 5:30 every day.
Okay.
But, you know, we had a phone problem. She had to go to the Verizon store.
Yeah. She got sucked in over there.
She thought she had it straightened out over the phone. She spent several hours on the phone with them, 2 days, 3 days, last week. And I thought she had it straightened out, and then we found out this morning that it ain't straightened out. So.
Oh, man. Okay.
So she went there. She'll get it right now.
All right, cool. And then, yeah, I will, you know, circle back and touch base with her.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.